Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, A Fresh Anointing.
You have to just recognize who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh. God who provides. He is Jehovah the healer, the provider, the way maker, the mind regulator, and the heart fixer. Lift those hands all over this place. Lord, we thank you because we pause on this sacred day. This Palm Sunday, this day in which we dedicate babies and leaders and ourselves to you, to recognize who you are. You are our Jehovah. You are the Jehovah that healeth all of our sickness. So I send you out right now, Lord, to say that it is already done. Now, Lord, bless the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. Allow them to be acceptable in your sight, for you art our strength and our Redeemer. It is in your name we pray and give thanks. And all the worshipers, help me say amen. Can we worship a little bit more, team? Come on, everybody, join in with Jehovah. Come on, come on.
Jehovah.
Do me a favor. Just lift those hands and worship.
We praise you. Yeah.
Somebody give God a hand of praise. Can you give God a hand for our worship and arts ministry? Thank you. Thank you to Elder Regina Skeeter. We're getting right into God's word as you remain standing. Psalms 89, verses 18 through 20, the New Living Translation. Special message for a special consecration, rededication service. Psalms 89, verses 18 through 20. And it reads, yes, our protection comes from the Lord, and he, the Holy One of Israel, listen to this, has given us our King. Long ago, you spoke in a vision to your faithful people. You said, I have raised up a warrior. I have selected him from the common people to be king. And here is where the subject is found. I have found my servant David, and I have anointed him with my holy oil. And those that love God's word, help me say amen. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from this subject simply entitled, A Fresh Anointing. Amen. Look at somebody before you sit down and say, A Fresh Anointing. Now tell somebody one more time, say, you still need the anointing. Now clap those hands as you take your seat. We had purposed to do this service on the first Sunday in February, but because of the weather, we had to change it. And now I know that God was in that. Because here we are at the beginning of Holy Week, Palm Sunday, rededicating, consecrating ourselves. And here's what the Lord said to me. He says that on this special day, He would like all of us to focus on the significance of the anointing. Somebody say the anointing. But particularly as it relates to our spiritual lives, as we as individuals strive to fulfill God's specific purpose for us. God says that He has a plan for us, a plan not to harm us, but to bless us. How many of you know that God has a plan for your life? Listen, as people of faith, it is important, in fact, it is very important that we never forget, and I don't want you to miss this, that we never forget, no matter what our titles are, positions are, how high we rise in the secular world, how great people may think we are, we must never forget that the anointing still makes the difference. Have all the money in the world but no anointing, you won't be blessed. Have all the titles in the secular world, but when the anointing has left you, Spirit of God removes His hands from you, you will not prosper. Look at someone and say, the anointing still makes the difference. Considering what's going on in the world today, I suggest to you that we need the anointing more now than perhaps ever before. Wars in the Middle East. Crazy stuff going on, even in this country. Amen. The world is in turmoil. If you ever needed the Lord, the old church say you really need Him now. If you ever needed the hands of God to be on you, on your family, on your children's children, it is right now. But here's what God said to me. God said to me, what sustained and empowered us during previous seasons of our lives may not be sufficient for this next season. Preaching to someone now. You can't run a motor vehicle with old stale oil. Can I preach? It may look good on the outside, but if you don't ever freshen up the oil, if you don't ever change the oil, all you've got is something that's good for a museum, but not a highway. And we're on this highway, this journey called life. God said to me that in this next season, look at somebody and say, the next season of our lives, we will need a fresh anointing, not just to fulfill God's purpose, but also for the obstacles and the challenges we will encounter as a result of God's purpose on our. You need the anointing for nothing else, and that is to fight off the haters and the naysayers and all the backstabbers, because with every promotion comes a new enemy. Can I preach this? Don't you think because God has promoted you, the enemy is going to take his hands off you? For everyone who's doing the work of the Lord as a volunteer, as any capacity of doing God's work, folk will come after you. And if the devil leaves you, the Bible says he only left for a season. Look at somebody and say, he's coming back. You better prepare your life like you know the enemy is coming back. So we need a fresh anointing. Woo! Look at your neighbor and say, you need to change your oil every now and then. Okay. You need a tune-up. This is a tune-up service right here. You need a tune-up. Some of you have been sitting stale and idle, relying on things that have gotten you by in the previous seasons. But God said, in this new season, with the new leaders we have, without calling any names, with the new worldly and current leaders we have, if we ever needed a tune-up, if we ever needed the fresh anointing, we need it right now. Anybody need a freshen up? Don't fool me now. Do I have time to preach this? Anybody need a tune up? Every now and then you got, listen, just this week, my wife called me on a busy, hectic day working at the State House, head hurt, back hurt. She's at Lexus. She said, oh, I hope you sit down. Because they called me and said, we need a tune-up. I said, oh, baby boy, $1,600. I said, oh, my Lord, $1,600. Then the man said, you wanted to keep running as it is? You wanted to be around for the next? You're rather a tune-up than have to start all over again. Oh, who am I preaching to? Look at somebody and say, Lord, tune me up. Oh, y'all. Woo! Somebody needs the Lord to tune you up. When we use the word fresh, somebody say fresh. We are referring to something that is stronger, improved, better version. But here's the key: of something that had already exists. Something that you've already experienced. The opposite of fresh is stale. Let that sit on you for a while. In fact, y'all help me preach. Say, neighbor, the opposite of fresh is... You can be pretty dressed up and still stale. You can have a collar on or a badge on and still stale. You can have a position but still. You can be a church mother and still stale. Staleness is often the result of being idle or inactive too long. Now, some of you are just content coming to church. Whew. But sometimes that's not enough. God requires more of you. And so when we speak of the anointing, we're speaking of divine empowerment. Power that comes from God, setting apart by God, and consecration by the Holy Spirit for a specific purpose, authority, a calling. I'm going somewhere because some of you think this does not apply to you because you have not been ordained. You have not had a position assigned to you in the church. But every living child of God got a position. Can I preach? Good to see you, Deacon James Simmons. Every child of God got a position. Paul says we are called to be saints. Look at somebody and say, you are a saint before you're anything, okay? You are a saint before you're in it, so we all got a position. So when we talk, hear me out, of the anointing, we're not just talking about publicly doing something that others take notice of or is impressive. Because see, some of you are in your feelings because you don't get a chance to get up in the public. We only have one pulpit. Okay, I only have one sermon on Sundays, 8 and 11. Okay, everybody can't get here. Everybody can't be the chair of the deacon's ministry. Everybody can't be the senior associate pastor. Everybody can't do, you see, we like stuff that's public. And I'm preaching now. And we have erroneously ascribed to people's anointing by their public disposition. If they sing, oh, she's anointed. No, she just may be talented. Thank you. Thank you, Janelle, for being anointed. Thank you, Regina, for being anointed. But there are some folk that are just talented. Whitney Houston is talented. I wouldn't necessarily call her anointed. Amen. Beyonce is talented. I would not necessarily call her anointing. There's a difference. We've been too impressed with gifts and talents. But the Bible says, gifts comes without repentance. So you can be a demon and talented. You can be a devil but talented. You can sing somebody happy. You can preach somebody happy and be talented, but not anointed. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I say to the Lord, anoint me before you gift me. Whew. Because I'd rather have a great anointing and a lesser gift than a greater gift and no anointing. Because with the anointing, you can take backstabbers and still pray. See, folk that stopped coming to church were talented but not anointed. Folk that got mad all up in their feelings were gifted but not anointed. When you're anointed, talk about me as much as you please. But the more you talk, I'm gonna bend my knees. Anybody ever had to pray your way out of some situations? Anybody ever had to call on the name of the Lord? Woo! Do I still have time to preach this? I suggest to you, my brothers and sisters, that the Good Samaritan in the Gospels displayed a much greater anointing than perhaps any of Jesus' disciples did. They all saw the man helpless, wounded on the Jericho road. But the disciples did nothing. The priests, the Levites, did nothing. Those who claimed the anointing did not display the anointing. But a man with no title, in fact, somebody that others look down on, the half-breed, the Samaritan, those that were not even worthy to worship in the temple, he displayed a greater anointing than those with all the titles and the positions. My question to you is, who are you? Are you going to be like the priest and the Levite? Or will you be like the Good Samaritan? See, the anointing doesn't need an audience. The anointing can go to the hospital room and nobody knows what you do. Minister to the nursing home and nobody knows what. Feed the homeless and nobody knows what you do. The anointing can help single mothers and nobody knows. Cut widow's grass and nobody knows what you do. But those who are entitled and like positions need the recognition. Oh, but I just need about 2,000 of you that thank God if nobody knows your name. He knows your name and calls you by your name. Somebody give God a hand of praise for the anointing and say, Lord, I thank you. Come on, Lord, I thank you. Because I've got news for every young generation that's still here. The only reason some of you are still here is because you had some old folk with no education, but a whole lot of anointing. Call you by your name. Somebody prayed for me. Me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. In fact, we're in church. Let's give God a praise for everybody that had somebody with the anointing to pray for you. Y'all got 30 seconds to act like you're grateful. Testimony that the anointing still has power. I am a living testimony that it works. I didn't want to preach this hard, but find somebody and say, I am still here because the anointing on my people and say, it works, it works. Andrea, the anointing on your mama is on you. It works. Look at Grant. It's on your family. It. Y'all excuse us. This is a good time to put a praise over nothing but it works. In this incredible text, psalmist of this text, This is one of the Psalms that was not written by David, but about David. So psalmist in this text speaks of David's anointing as the king of Israel. Perhaps to the surprise of some of you, David was anointed 3 times for every season in his life. For every season of your life, you are anointed. These 16 or so babies we anointed earlier, the first season in their life. Look at David's 3 anointings. Number one, privately by Samuel as a youth in the presence of his family in 1 Samuel chapter 16. When Samuel said to Jesse that I've anointed all 7 of your other sons, there has to be someone else. Samuel said, there's one, but I just want to tell you, he is outside minding the sheep. He smelled like sheep. He didn't have a chance to wash up. Samuel says, get him. The oil does not discriminate. Go find him. They bring David back unaware of what is going on in the front of his oldest brother Eliab, who thought he was the one. But the oil was placed on David's head and ran from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And Samuel says, surely this is God's anointing. And God told Samuel, Samuel, I don't see like you see. I don't see like men see. Men, you judge the outward appearance, but I judge the heart. The anointing doesn't care if you got the right outfit on. The anointing doesn't care about any of that. When God be for you, who can be against you? Second anointing of King David was in 2 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 4. Remember, at first he had been anointed as a youth, believed that between the ages of maybe 13 to 17. But it was many years later. Now David is 27. Having been anointed first at 15 or so, all of those years, anointed, but no position. Can I preach? No title, just the anointing. But sometimes God says, I don't operate on your time frame. Here's 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 4. Saul is now dead. David is anointed by his tribe, the tribe of Judah in Hebron. And so now David anointed the second time, but still not the prophecy of Samuel when he was a young man. But how many of you know that for every season of your life, God's got a fresh anointing with your name on it? And now for the third time, 2 Samuel chapter 5, 3 years after his second anointing, David is now, the text now tells us, he's 30 years old. And he's now anointed as the unified one king over all of Israel. In other words, fulfilling what God said would happen at age 15. He may not come when you want him, but he's on time. Part of being anointed is you've got to be patient. You've got to wait on God. And you can't force anything that God has not prepared for that time or that moment. So David has been received 3 different fresh anointings. Psalmist looked back over David's life and writes this 89th Psalm, particularly verses 18 and verse 20. Let me read it again. Now you understand the context. The psalmist writes, yes, our protection comes from the Lord. And he is the Holy One of Israel. He has given us In other words, God protected. David knew that. That's why he writes, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Then the psalmist goes on to say, long ago you spoke in a vision to your faithful people. You said, I have raised up a warrior. I have selected him. Oh, look at this. All you bougie up at a folk. This message is for you. All the folk that still believe that God requires royalty. The devil is a liar. God requires loyalty, not royalty. Okay? Here's what he says. I have raised up a warrior. I have selected him from the common. That means people on the other side of the track to be king. I have found my servant David. I have anointed him with my holy oil. Listen, let me share with you as I wrap this message up and give it to you as God has asked me to. Three key insights from these most powerful words written by the psalmist concerning the anointing of David. Three key insights that we ought to apply to our lives. And I need everybody to get your phone out. I need you to get it. Go back and get it on the website early, our social media outlets. And I need you to put this out because this needs to be heard by more than just those of us who are here. Amen, somebody. Insight number one. The anointing comes from God, not from organizational or self-appointed. Now, you've got some people, the organizational point. You got some that just appoint themselves. You got some that go to bed one way, wake up a bishop, okay? Yeah, just... Next month, apostle. You've got some that just appoint themselves, but that doesn't mean that God has ordained that. The anointing comes from God. Look at your neighbor, say it comes from God. Here's what the text says. Verse 18 says, yes, our protection comes from the Lord. He, the Holy One of Israel, he has given us our king. If God doesn't do it, it will not work. I don't care who lay their hands on you. If God ain't for it, come on, somebody. I don't care who select you. If God doesn't say, that's my chosen one, it is not going to work. So the anointing comes from God, not organization or self-appointments. Second key insight is this. The anointing is often preceded by a word of revelation from the Lord. That means you have to be in tune to hear his voice. Reason why some of you miss his assignment is because you don't recognize his voice. That's why you miss the assignment that God had for your life. You've got other voices in your ear. You've got other people in your ear, but you miss the voice of the Lord that's in your ear. Here's what the text says. Long ago, you spoke a vision to your faithful people. You said, my question to you is, do you hear his voice? Samuel had to hear the voice. Samuel, the child of Hannah that was raised in the temple when Eli the priest realized that God was speaking to Samuel. Eli said to him, the next time you hear his voice, say, speak, Lord, that servant here. My question to you is that, can you hear him? He's calling your name. He has an assignment on your life that only God puts on your life. Look at somebody and say, it comes from God. Ooh, it has to come from God. God sends a word. That's why we have to be in tune to God's word. because God speaks his word. God shows visions through his word. If you don't recognize God's word, you won't ever get blessed. Some of you know everything but God's word. You pay attention to everybody but God. You hear everybody else but God's word. But is there anybody who said, Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you? Somebody ought to give God a hand of praise for still speaking his word. And here's the third final insight. Then I want to leave you with something we can all rejoice over. Number one, the anointing comes from God, not from organization or self-promotions. Number two, the anointing is often preceded by a word of revelation from God. Hear God's word. Number three, here's this for everybody. The anointing is bestowed by God upon ordinary, faithful people. Woo. All you need is to be faithful. Here's what God says: I have raised him up among the common people. When God gets ready to choose leaders, God doesn't have to go to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, USC, Clemson, South Carolina State, Benedict. You know, God can go to Taylor's on the other side of the railroad track and get a young man named A.C. Jackson with a stammering, stuttering problem. And God said, I can help you establish one of the greatest ministries in South Carolina. Why? Because I am with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Look at what it says. It says, here's what I want to leave you with, the third one. He says, David was a shepherd from a family of ordinary people. God said, I have anointed him with my holy oil. David was a servant. Wake somebody up and say, don't you miss this. So you got to be a servant before you can be a leader. If you can't serve people, how do you expect to lead people? If you can't speak to people before you get a title, what makes you think that once you are there, you're going to change? You better humble yourself before the Lord. God's looking for servant. I'll pick up the paper. I'll cut the grass. I will do this. I just call on. There's no task too menial. Nothing that's beyond me to do. Some folk are home mad right now because they didn't get promoted at the altar. And God says, before I bring you to the altar, you've got to be faithful in the pews. May I preach? Woo. David was a shepherd from an ordinary family. And here is a point that I want to make before I conclude with Isaiah 10 and 27. David was a servant before he became a king. I need y'all to help me and tell your neighbor, God anoints servants, not celebrities. Y'all put that on the board. Y'all too far in. Thank you. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, God's looking for servants, not celebrities. Problem with many of us in the social media age is that we want to be viral. We want to be celebrities. We want our name called. But if nobody knows your name, be a servant of God. Is there anybody in here? Say, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Stand to your feet all over this place and tell God, hear my Lord. Say, hear my Lord. Use me. God doesn't need any celebrities. If
If you want to be a celebrity, you need to find something else. God's looking for servants, those who serve other people, not those who live on the adulation and praise of people. Yes, folk will mistreat you, but I'm still working for the Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Here's the last one we're going to do together, and we're going to praise God. Isaiah 20 and 27. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, the anointing still has power. Woo! Get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, the anointing still has power. I heard the prophet write, and it shall come to pass. Y'all help me read this, everybody. And it come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders. And his yoke shall be off your neck. And the last one, grab your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Somebody say, it still works. It still works. Tell your neighbor, it's working right now. It's working right now. Somebody's being delivered right now. Meet me at the altar if you need God to do something right now. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. Yeah. The anointing is working. The anointing makes the difference. The anointing is working over your blessed and highly favored. Blessed going in, blessed coming out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Somebody ought to give God a praise. It's working, it's working, it's working, it's working. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. When my enemy and my foe came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Woo! Can we give God some dance music just for a little while? Those hands all over this place. The yoke
is destroyed because of the anointing. Come on, anybody want to come to the altar, you can come right now. Walk down those aisles. Stand at this altar. Because God said to me, there are some in here and you want to pray the anointing over your family, over your career, over your life. Ooh. Pastor E. Dewey Smith wrote this. He actually recorded this song that has been around for a long time. It simply says, anointing, fall on me. Ooh. We're doing something special right now. Anyone in here under the sound of my voice, your children may not be here, but you need the anointing to fall on your family. Ooh, you're praying for healing. Healing that comes, ooh, as a result of the anointing. By his stripes, we're already healed. Ooh. I want the aisles to be filled right now. Those that are on the end of the pews, y'all just step out on the aisles, and others right now. This is a demonstration of our faith. Come on, flood the aisles right now. Anointing. Fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing. Everybody, anointing, come on.
Anointing.
Fall.
Fall on me.
God told me to, where's Pastor Fred? Come on, Pastor Fred, I'm going to have you pray this prayer for us.
Anointing.
Guess what? The oil still works. Anointing, come on. It's a real simple song. Lift those hands all over this sanctuary, all over this worship center right now. Anointing. Lord, we need a fresh anointing. Fall on my family, Lord. Anointing, come on. Anointing. Fall. Fall on everybody in my house, Lord. Pastor Fred Kersey is going to come and pray. But before he prays, I want to give you an invitation. Ooh. Because unless you have a relationship with God, you will not recognize his voice. Sometimes we miss our assignment. Ooh. Because we are not in tune to his voice. Ooh. If you're here after Pastor Fred prays, just stay at this altar. I'll come there. I'll meet you. I'll shake your hands. I'll embrace you. We all will. If you just want to be closer to the Lord, you want to rededicate yourself to the Lord, let this be your day. And listen, I wouldn't care about what people think of me. Because when your back is against the wall and you have nowhere else to go, I've realized that you need the Lord more than you need anyone else. Amen. Amen, somebody. Come on, Pastor Fred is going to pray right now. Come on. Everybody, anointing.
Ephesians 4. I therefore, as a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, not appointed, not elevated, not assigned, but called, God. Lord, I thank you for the anointing of every person that has been called to serve in your ministry. Lord, you said that with all lowliness and meekness, we should forbear one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one Lord, there is one faith, there is one baptism. And Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, that your anointing fall on this place, oh God. Every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, every person watching virtually, oh God, give us, oh God, the strength, Lord God, to walk worthy of the call that you have called us. Give us a heart of David, oh God, that we would serve you with humility and fear, oh God. Lord, give us the wisdom of Solomon, oh God, that we would walk, oh God, the way you would want us to walk. Give us the boldness of Joshua's, Lord. Give us the faith of Abraham, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your anointing be in this place. We thank you for such a consecrated day as we dedicate ourselves back to you and back to your service. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Let every heart say amen and amen.
Amen. Anybody here today that want to make that next step, come on. You can go and do it digitally, but somebody just may want to stay at the altar and say, Lord, I need you right now. Anointing, we come now. Come on, if you want to give your life, you want to rededicate yourself. That's right, stand. Come on, that's right. Look at God. God's already doing it. Young people are coming. Anointing, come on. Look at God, y'all. Look at God. Look at God. Come on. Come on, others come. Yeah. God bless you. Come on, others. Look at the altar. Anyone, God, look at me.
Holy Ghost, fall on me.
Come on, preachers, as we take them down the aisles, right? Yeah, yeah. Come on, everybody, everybody, look at them. Yeah, others. Amen. We take them. The others going to want to. Come on, clap those hands for those who've given their life to the Lord. Anointing, anointing. God bless this young man at the altar. Just one. Everybody, one more time, anointing. Listen, we're getting ready for the benediction right now. But I want to lift this oil up right now. Anointing. Thank God for this young man broken at the altar right now. Yeah. We always have time for somebody to be delivered. Amen. Anointing. His word. Listen as they softly sing, this oil has been prayed over and it still works. Listen, I'm praying a special prayer for my dear sister Margaret Seawright. And I tell you why, because Margaret is Marcia's, Antoine and other Antonio's mother. She was in the hospital for over 2 months. Couldn't speak, didn't open her eyes. But Antoine told me, he said, she held on to the oil that we gave her the last time. And they took it with her to the hospital. Let me tell you a testimony. Earlier this week, he texted me, says, Mom just called her name. Yesterday, I got a message. Mom is in the hospital singing Amazing Grace. Look at your neighbor, say the oil still works. Say the oil still works. Tell somebody the oil still. Listen, we've anointed my sister, we've anointed my mother, and the oil is working right now. And you don't have to defend it. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, that's sacrilegious. Why are you, that's superstitious. No, we know it. You saw the text. It is because of the anointing that the yoke is destroyed. Amen. So we want everybody to just lift your hands right now. We're going to pray this prayer.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services right here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services or you want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place an order for your CD or DVD of today's sermon titled A Fresh Anointing, please call us at 803-776-1238. 1238. Reference sermon number 032926. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 032926. Join us for Resurrection to Pentecost midweek service Tuesday, April 7th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary with Elder Daryl Brown Jr. of Greater Bible Way Church. Friday, April 24th at 7 p.m. in the Youth Development Center, all college students are invited to join the Young Adult Ministry for Study Break, College Worship Night. This is a space to step away from the stress of classes, deadlines, pressure, and refocus your heart on God. Join us for a powerful night of worship, prayer, and community designed just for college students. Friday, April 24th, 7 p.m., in the Youth Development Center. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.